Zinc Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. Keep my skillet good and greasy. Make you a little hungry.
Here's one. I hope you like it.
Here's Rob Schneider to close out this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Don't need a menu when you order. Take the blue plate special away. Start with a napkin, a toothpick, some water. Well, then call the waiter and say, a bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Well, bagels are round, they're not square. Well, 'cause if they're square, they ain't nowhere. And lox is fish, my favorite dish. Hey, Mr. Waiter, hurry up and bring a plate of bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Toast on the grill.
Bagel and lox
with the cheese in the middle. Slice of onion on the side. A tray fanned eggs, coffee and, well, they may be okay, but they're not my friend. Well, 'cause when I eat elite. Hold a condition. My dish is so delicious. Bagels and lox with the cheese in the middle. A bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. On the side. On the side. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side.
Mmm. Rob Schneider at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. We now have a Black History Month feature produced here at SLB, making a broadcast debut this morning, all summer long and beforehand. SLB trained youth interviewed women from the Hill District about their lives, their relationship with this legacy neighborhood that is continuing to grow and beginning to thrive again. You'll now hear the results of one of those interviews. This is Coletti Brooks. You'll hear a story that will go on for roughly 4 minutes or so, as told to SLB Youth.
My name is Colette Yvonne Brooks. I was born at Elmore and Wally in 1959. My relationship to the Hill District is lengthy. I've been here all my life, and I've experienced going to school here, to elementary school, to middle school, and to high school. My grandmother's family was born on Elmore Street, of course, that first in the house, back in the late 1800s, 1880s, her siblings were born. So I have a daughter and I have three granddaughters. I just took my youngest granddaughter to Norfolk State. And so that is a result of sowing seeds and being there. What I learned is that you really can't give anyone anything tangible. You know, you can only give them a piece of yourself. At Heron Hill, I was in the Scholars Program. And so that's when I really started to take off and do well and take an interest in school. And then from there, I went into ABC. And that's why I didn't graduate from Shinley. By the time I got to Shinley, I was sent away to high school. And I graduated in Radnor, PA. But Heron Hill, it laid the foundation. I had a teacher, and I remember saying, oh, I'm not really that good in math. And he said, yes, you are. It shows you how much power a teacher has in your life. And I started believing it. You know, I started to do real well. So, of course, because my math got strong, then that improved my testing scores, which made me a viable candidate for a very good college. My first job that came was 13, making earrings across the street there. I worked for my uncle for several years in a restaurant and the different businesses that he owned. My Uncle Eddie was open 365 days a year for 36 years. The only day he closed at 2 p.m. was on Christmas Day. Other than that, he was open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. commitment. But he loved what he was doing. He had a full menu every day. You could get spaghetti, roast beef, roast turkey, meatloaf. And then the other days, it would be a specialty. Now, on Thursday was liver and onions. But it was at least five or six things that you could order every day from Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie never missed a piece, so I would love to have my Uncle Eddie back. I did have a cousin that stepped in and tried to do it, but you have to love doing it. By the time I graduated college, I was doing accounting. I left that and started doing private business as an artist, because I had children at that point. And then I took jobs mostly in social service, working with women, working with CYF, things like that. I lived directly across from the Crawford Grill, so a lot of times I was in there on the stage with the musicians, and so that was a favorite memory. People went in on the weekends, you would go in and eat, and so it was because they were serving the musicians. It was like steaks and lamb chops. And Mr. Norwood was a chef who did an excellent job. And then upstairs also served to take care of the celebrities that were in town. And so you have four apartments that were above the Crawford Grill. It was vibrant. I knew Miles Davis, Max Roach, Freddie Hubbard. It's not anyone that came through Pittsburgh during the 60s that I didn't know. I think the most significant thing was the riots in 68. And so that's when Martin Luther King was killed. And because there's so many accesses to downtown, all this neighborhood was quarantined by the military. They called in the marshals to quarantine us into the Hill District to prevent us from rioting and looting in downtown. And after that, that's when things changed. We burned down all of our businesses. So all those things I talked about before were no longer here in the community. And that's when it changed. My favorite aspects of the Hill District are the people that are still here. So a lot of the people that I know are dying or have died. But one of the favorite aspects is seeing the people in the Hill District that I do know. It's changing and it's developing. So that's a good thing. So we have the Y, we have a nice library. As money's brought into the neighborhood, is it benefiting the residents of the neighborhood? I'd say definitely not. But is there opportunity? So the gentleman, Tom, has had a barbershop down there at Aranus Center. He's going to be moving into this building here on the corner. that was owned by Ham's Barber Shop for many years. He was on that corner. So things are changing. And so as long as things are changing, then there's always hope for new and better things.
Colette Brooks is interviewed on August 20th, 2024, a lifelong resident of the historic Hill District, talking about her experiences at the Crawford Grill, meeting jazz musicians, and the future of her neighborhood. This feature is part of the Women of the Mercy Corridor series, featuring dozens of women from the Hill District telling their stories as collected by SLB Trained Youth and made possible by Macaulay Ministries. You can learn more at slbradio.org/catalog.
I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why.
Rosie Flores with Wow, My Guitar Gently Weeps, but you probably knew that. Has anybody seen the Sound Hound? Oh, I see him, and he is going to be by in just moments to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He'll be here.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
We began this hour with our latest oral history. These were just published a few weeks ago from a series we produced called Women of the Mercy Corridor. And if you go to slbradio.org/catalog, you could search on Women of the Mercy Corridor or just look at some of the latest items we've published and you'll see it listed there. 40 plus original stories as collected by SLB trained youth. I think you'll enjoy them. And all during the month, we'll have one each week at 8 o'clock. Somebody's missing. Oh, there he is. I was wondering if he was going to come by. We don't always know, but here he is. Oh, he's pretty reliable. The Sound Hound is here. And he gets in growl mode. I wish we could bring him by the house to help scare those raccoons that continue to dance on our roof every night. It would be nice. The Sound Hound, I could see the Sound Hound doing a pretty good job with that. I've got the sound right here. And let's see if you can tell us the sound that the Sound Hound found for today. It is here. 412-200-5975. Once again, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. We'll give you a little kibble.
Temperature is 10 degrees. Icicles hang in the trees. There's a stirring down below. A little fuzzy face thinks it's time to see the snow.
Leave some for the groundhog.
He doesn't have a calendar. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know that everybody says today is his. He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't own a pair of shoes. He doesn't know that he'll be in our homes tonight on the TV news.
Mm-hmm.
to go for a little spin. The sky is blue and bright. He'll need to take a minute while his eyes adjust to light. It's been awful dark in there. Hasn't seen a soul for months. Puts his nose up in the air. Takes a couple steps and grunts. Then he sees it on the ground. What it is he does not know, but it's big and black and round. The groundhog shadow. He tucks his tail, his eyes get wide. In one quick move he's back inside. Too bad he's in a fright. He could lose his shadow if he'd just look at the light. He doesn't have a calendar. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know that everybody says today is his. He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't own a pair of shoes. He doesn't know that he'll be in our home tonight on the TV news. Oh, groundhog.
The life in us is like water, a river may rise this year. May rise higher than man has ever known. May come to pass that a mortal flowing river will rise so high, flood the mountainside to the valleys down below. The sun up above shines its fury on the prairie. You can hide from it, you can try it, never get away. And they sow the fields, the clouds have all forsaken, they've taken all. No more water falls till the earth is turned to clay.
The land where we dwell will not always be dry, I see. Far inland banks that were washed by the ancient
Molly Tuttle at the Saturday Light Brigade. The song is called Walden from the album Rise. And you also heard Heidi Mahler and Groundhog from the Saturday Light Brigade seasonal collection or album, Giving Back. 412-200-5975. We've got a number of correct answers on our SoundHound puzzle, but we'd love to hear from you. Did you get it? Here it is one more time. See if you can. And it's a particular activity that is taking place in addition to the sound itself. 412-200-5975. Rick in Highland Park just got the correct answer, as did Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Dan in Mercer has it. Bruce is on the right track. Ty in Valencia says the family all agrees, and they came up with the correct answer. Caden and Annie also are in agreement out in eastern Pennsylvania. Thustball Jack came up with it. So did Linda and Collier. John and Carrick also on the right track. But oh, so close. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Larry in Elwood City getting a Saturday Light Brigade charge as well. As does Stu in McCandless. And Jesse in Point Breeze just got it. And Ralph and Donna, thank you for your correct answer. And here comes Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well.
By the way, it was tuning a guitar.
Tuning a guitar is it. It's funny. These are always easy if you know the answer.
Exactly.
We had a lot of guesses of other things, but tuning the guitar is it when you typically go to the fifth fret and try to match it with the string you're trying to tune, and sometimes it's easier than others, but you've got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, sometimes the string will break on you, you know?
John in Economy Borough just wrote the old saw, you can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
Exactly. Tell John thank you for his comedy, and you have a great day, okay?
I will. Thank you. That's Brian joining us. And Carla is here. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You knew it, too. Did you ever play guitar?
Yes. In fact, I remember tuning my guitar many a time, breaking a string when I was in the middle of a performance.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Frustrating, because then when you put a new string on, they're hard to put on, and then they're hard to get to stay in tune for a little while until they get assimilated into the guitar.
There's a great song, and I believe he did it extemporaneously, that Steve Goodman performs after breaking a string, and he performs it while he's changing the string, and he describes everything. I think we have that. I'm gonna see if we can play that. It's really fun. He describes step by step everything he's done as he replaces it, and then he goes back to the show, which is pretty much what you need to do when that happens.
Yes, and I'm ashamed to say I haven't played my guitar for a while, but maybe I'll take it out of the closet, and maybe you inspired me to do it. My last time I was messing around, I was trying to figure out how to do a little bit of, really elementary flamenco guitar to to demonstrate it to my Spanish students. I thought to bring some culture into the classroom. And sometimes I would take it to school and I would, we would sing some Spanish folk songs. But now that I have to take shared ride and can't carry many things, it's limited to what I can take on the bus.
Yeah, it's hard to get that discipline for everybody. Taking lessons, it's good to have an accountability partner that you'll practice for. And we have a guitar sitting out in our living room that the cat will occasionally pluck a string and be very fascinated after doing so. But we don't play, and there are four guitars... Well, a bass and three guitars in our youth media center, so I have no excuse. I should be out there.
Well, I started out as a music major, so I played several instruments, and I still, I still play occasionally. But as I say, lately, I've just been so between, being busy, running my business, teaching school, and running the house, taking care of my friend who's gone now, Sparky. It's just... I've been really busy, but there's no excuse. I've got to get back to it because I do write little learning songs and teaching songs, and I use songs to teach different languages, too. I have lyrics to all these little learning songs, and it does help them to learn. So it's not that I've given up my music altogether, and I have an interesting problem right now. I've written this musical, and I'd like to have it performed, but I don't know how to get it on paper because, being totally blind, I don't know how to, plot it out. So I might have to get a copyist or something. And
yeah,
I've composed a lot of music.
Maybe sing it into a phone recorder and then send it to somebody who might be able to help transcribe it for you, or at least get a lead sheet for it. Well, a charge.
Get a copyist, because some of it has four-part harmony, and it's sort of I can play the keyboard track to accompany it, but somebody's got to sing it.
No, that takes some work. A charge to you. I've got to acknowledge a couple other people. It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you, and keep up the good work. Yeah. And get my weekend off to a good start.
Thank you, Carla. It's so good to hear from Carla. John, in economy, also got it. So did Aline in Maine. Pudge in Lamartine came up with the correct answer. Katrina and Katrina's family came up with it. And Mike and Mars has it, and I believe I mentioned Jesse of Point Breeze, all coming up with the correct answer. The sounds of tuning a guitar. Let's see if I can sneak this in. Here's Steve Goodman.
Well, I like songs about robins, right? Birds, been more than one good one. Open a set with one, so close a set with one, just saying. No.
Okay, he just broke the string.
I broke his dream. I have to stand up here and sing. I was wrong. The set's one too long. I broke a string, broke a string, broke a string. Now if somebody please, who works in this place, could go in the back and open the case and bring out a set. Oh, you bet. I change the string, change the string, change the string. It won't take long. It won't take long, and then I won't have to sing this goddamn song. Goddamn song. Oh no. If you'd only bring another string, another string, another string. Oh please, bring it to me. If you can't find the whole set, then find the G. Find the G. Oh no. I'm out like a bird with one wing. Without my string. Without my string.
There he is. That's Steve Goodman, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB.
This old guitar's climbed many mountains. This old guitar's crossed many seas. And every night as I lay dreaming, this old guitar lies next to me. We started on that road together, rolling down that long highway, seen sunny days. One more time, just let me hear you say, well, I'm just an old wooden box with some wires on the top, and you can hear and know that the blues ain't what I say. But just hold me when you're down and wrap your arms around, play that chord again and let it rain.
Hurst at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you if you've texted us or called us throughout today's program or emailed us. We hear from so many people. We tried to respond in kind as best as we can. Sometimes they slip through the cracks. Jess in Mount Lebanon had the correct answer to our Soundhound puzzle. In fact, just got it very quickly, and I might have missed acknowledging him. I think I was able to get to everybody else. Coming up, an Afterthoughts puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile format. that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including February's romance guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge now. It's time for today's After Thoughts puzzle. We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. And today's words are spin, play, and drift. Spin, play, and drift. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Spin, play, and drift. One word naturally follows those three. Here's hoping you'll play along this morning.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Barry Waldrop and friends now, from an album in tribute to Tony Rice.
I don't drink as much as I used to. Lately, it just ain't my style. All the high times and heartaches I've lived through passed as quickly as an old lover's smile. And somehow I learned how to listen for a sound like the sun going down in the magic that morning. The life I have found to keep my feet on the ground. Summer days, oh, they ain't so heavy. Don't they flow like a breeze through your mind? Now none of my friends seem to be in no kind of hurry just to make up for some lost time. Somehow I learned how to listen for the sound of the breeze dying down in the magic that morning is bringing. There's a song for the life I have found. My feet on the ground.
in the magic that morning is bringing. There's a song for the friends I have found to keep my feet on the ground. Sam used to live across town. The law come there and they shut him down. Now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. Little Suzanne, she used to sell hair grease. She got in trouble with the chief of police. And now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. Bled me. To pay, no, you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. You know that place up around the hill. Law took the gal and the liquor still. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No, you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. Somebody been messing around with his wife. And no, he can't get the stuff no more. He can't get the stuff no more. No matter how he tries, he can't buy. He can't get that stuff no more. All of the gals that used to walk the street, the law done run him off of his beat. Now he can't get the stuff no more. Stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more. No, 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 you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy. You can't get that stuff no more.
Lon Eldridge, Long with Stephen Troke here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have had a lot of answers coming in. Most on the same page as me. And probably you. But we've had a lot of guesses of the word around. Spin around, play around, and yeah, you could drift around too. We had one other word in mind. Spin, play, drift. What word follows that? What if we added bake as a clue? Bake. Spin, play, drift, bake. Bake around. That kind of helps to narrow it down. But interestingly, the other clues I have around would fit too. We could add the clue turn. So the word that follows spin, play, drift, bake, and turn. This one helps distinguish the answer, log. This word also follows log. Four, 412-200-5975. If you call or text, we hope to welcome you, we'll acknowledge you by name. If you call that number or 1-888-SLB-RADIO, we can have you join us on the radio very quickly. No wait, and we'd love to hear from you. You can represent your family or whoever you are with now or yourself. Here is a correct answer coming in from Mike and Mars and Rich in Edinburgh, Tom and McCandless. John and Carrick was the first to suggest a round, which is a great alternative answer. John in Economy Borough matched the one we had in mind. And Mrs. Pudge also thought a round and a great alternative answer. Now that we had bake and log, that might help narrow it down. John and Carrick has it. And Tommy has another alternative on the first clues that we gave you, back. So that would be spin back, drift back, and play back. That does work, is a good alternative, Tommy. Jim in Crafton Heights has the word we were looking for, as does Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Barb at Oakmont, good morning. She's got the answer we were looking for. Here comes Sarah. Oh, wow. Sarah gives another clue that is a great one. Buzz. Buzz. What word also follows buzz? Aline in Maine has got it. Linda gives over as another alternative. Spin over, play over, drift over. I see that. John and Marjorie at the same time suggested buzz. John and Marjorie in Harrisville and Sarah and McCandless on the same track, although a few counties away from each other. There are still a few more calls and texts coming in. So let's give you another moment to work on the puzzle, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you already came up with the correct answer, we'll give you just another moment or two to do so at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Trying to think if I can give you another clue. Buzz is a good one. Oh, back. Back as a clue works very well. Bug is also a clue. That's from Carla, as well as take. Drift, play, we could also add kick. Thank you. came up with the correct answer. Jim has another clue. Face. And Rich adds to Buzz the clue tick. And the word we were looking for, off. Off. Spin off, drift off, play off, and all of the other offs that you just heard. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with off, and around was a great alternative as well. Here is a song you'll associate with Donovan, perhaps. It's done here by a group called Crow's Pasture. With Catch the Wind, a nice version of that song. Speaking of Donovan, which makes me think of that era of music, Melanie did a song about tuning a guitar. We don't have it, but thank you for bringing that song to our attention. Patrick wanted us to know about that. Lots of birthdays. We'll let you know how you can add a birthday to our birthday announcements. It's easier than ever to do so. Happy birthday today, February 1st, to Jordan of Wexford for Mom and Dad and Brother Ian. Sheila of Manchester from your granddaughters, Kayla, Tian, and Tashawn of Brighton Heights. Groundhog Day, Zoe of Westview celebrates from your dad and brother Gabriel, George of Mount Lebanon. Happy birthday. Nick of Los Osos, California, from Larry. Tristan of Shadyside from your family. Ben of Roslyn Farms from your family. Abby from Kevin, Michael, Amanda, and Brian. Also on the second, we have Carvel from your family, and Deb in Monrovia, Maryland, from Ricky. On February 3rd, Linda of Lancaster from husband George, Jillian, Kevin of Greensburg from your family. Bob Kilgore has a birthday on February 3rd. Genevieve of Mount Lebanon from your family. Lucy of Dormont from Mom and Dad and Brother Colin. And our pal Tom Roberts of the North Side celebrates on February 3rd. Happy birthday, Tom. February 4th is the anniversary of the birth of Porky Chadwick. Don't want to let a moment go by without forgetting his birthday, or without remembering his birthday, I should say. Jadel of Hazelwood, happy birthday to you on the 4th. Nathaniel also celebrates that day, as does Kate, Sister Rose, and brothers Ben and Will, and your parents Maria and Joel wish you a happy birthday. Joshua and Caleb are twins. Happy birthday to the two of you. On Wednesday the 5th, we have Maria of Harmony from your whole family. Sarah of Freedom from all the Bubs, including Annie, Becky, and Chris. Vincenzia from Michaelina. And Diana of Monroeville from Kevin and Beth. On the 6th, Keith. Also Maggie of North Huntington. John from Aunt Teresa. Mikey from Deb and Dave. Madison from Mom, Dad, and Avery. And Tom of Mount Pleasant from wife Eileen. Finally, on February 7th, we have Lucas of Valencia from Dad Nate, Mom Karen, and sisters Alyssa and Laura. Lily of Swiss Helm Park from the whole Condridge family. To Sean of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila, who also has a birthday this week in Manchester. Kippy of Roslyn Farms. Sadie. Benjamin from June and Bill. And finally on February 7th, Cynthia from Joan and Lisa and all the kiddies.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address. We'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a hard-working, uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
In our lives, we all have pain. tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend and I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean. Cool.